Fellas, Labatt Blue USA. Lots of things are better together. Hockey and Labatt Blue. Golf and Labatt Blue. Barbecuing with an ice-cold Labatt Blue. But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Up, dog, fella. Look good, feel good, play good. We got some new Adidas golf swag coming the fella's way.
I don't know if any new golf swag would help your game, but I love it. Adidas is excited to introduce new offerings within the Go-To apparel collection that allows you to bring your style to the golf course. Not the traditional golf uniform. Go-To brings a fresh attitude to the game wherever you play. You'll look good on and off the course while enjoying all the technical benefits that let you play your best.
Featuring streetwear-inspired style, the Go-To collection rewrites all the rules and encourages you to express your style through every swing. Explore the new Go-To collection on adidas.com/golf.
Fella.
What's missing curfew? It's when you kind of play guilty, but you show up.
How nice is a green light on the road, though? No practice tomorrow, no plane, just go.
Scotty Upshaw in the clear, and he scores! Right in front, scores!
A few laughs, a little bit of fun, and obviously a lot of hockey talk.
You're listening to Missing Curfew.
The lads.
Up, dog, my man. How we doing, fella?
Big fella. Nice to be back in the studio with you on this lovely afternoon, Newport Beach, California. How are you, bud?
Good, buddy. Good. I mean, listen, the Flying Frenchman is back in Moncton, New Brunswick, right where he belongs. Yeah. No.
I'd like to have a buddy in town for like, you know, 5 days staying with you again. Is it like, does it bring you back to like the playing days or?
Well, listen, I don't have the pep in my step I used to, right? Like I'm pretty low-key guy. So he comes out, and I'm like coming off the Pebble, you know, 4-day golf bender, and I'm like, "Listen, buddy, we got to take it easy. Like, I can't physically do it. I got to work. I just if you want to play golf, you know, oh yeah, yeah." So he comes in the first night, gets just buckled on white wine. Second night, same thing. So like I kind of felt bad early on. I'm like, "Fuck, this guy wants to probably do some stuff, and we're being pretty lazy." And then Thursday night, we took him out for dinner, and I was like trying to tell him, like, "Fella, like, save it. Tomorrow's the day. We're playing golf." And he woke up Friday morning, hung cheese, and he went out and put up a monster number on the front nine. He shot, I don't know if anyone's ever done this, Uppy. How do you think anyone's ever shot 52, 37?
No, it's up there. It's up there.
Because it's hard to do.
I was glad I was on the right side of that, too. I had him down 7-5, 3-1.
Yeah, it's on the front nine. It's tough to do both of those things. It's hard to shoot 52.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking anyone that shoots 52 probably can't shoot one over on the back.
Oh, what's the recipe? You do it on the turn. Is it a little? Well, what did he have?
Well, he just started boozing.
Yeah,
he was just hung cheese. I mean, he was just completely hung when we showed up at the golf course, and we didn't hit any balls that day. But yeah, he's doing great. Is his kid's a sick hockey player? It was great to see him. It's just I don't have the bender in me anymore. Like, we took it way too late Friday night. Like, I mean, just I don't even want to tell them. Even the beauties on this podcast would shake their head at the festivities Friday night.
But I felt the same thing. It's an old Rothschild's got us.
It was a Rothschild's to the back to my place to, yeah, just too late, too much, too soon.
Too much. Too soon. You look fresh. How you? I mean, Sunday. How was your Sunday?
Didn't get my swim in today. I woke up not perfect. I had to throw the robe on. Down I go, and there are the boys resurfacing the fucking pool deck, and I'm like, "What in the hell is going on here, boys?" They're like, "Oh, pool's closed." I'm like, "Oh," so I went up to the spa. And I'll tell you what, these old boys up there, they were going full up dog up there. No towels, just
shaving their nuts.
It's like a car accident. You don't want to look, but you got to look. But I was like, I want to be like, "Fella, throw a towel on. Your fucking nuts are hanging down to your knees. Your ass is fucking hanging down to your Achilles." I'm like, what the? It's just like tough morning for me. It was not my typical morning.
You're buzzing, though. You feel, I tell you, you look good. You feel good. So maybe this is the new thing. Maybe you just join these boys in the steamer. And shave your nuts with them every Tuesday morning.
They were shaving in the steamer.
It's not perfect. By the way, that's a fine. You can't shave your nuts in steamers anymore. I don't know if you were ever able to do it.
I mean, there were some nut sacks hanging to the ground in there.
Mind if you throw on some of the shaving cream and you go in there and you let it kind of moisten up and, you know, get that steam in there, loosen up the
joints. The fibers.
The stubble. Whatever you call it.
The roots, I guess. The roots. It softens it up.
I used to shave with a straight blazer. I used to do that. Like, yeah. It'd be nice. Come out of steam. Can't shave your nuts in public steamers anymore.
Cannot.
No.
Frowned upon.
You can't put your leg up on the ledge and get underneath your butthole.
They weren't doing that. They were just shaving. A couple guys were shaving their face. But I was just, the towels were optional. Yeah. That's all I was saying. The boys were letting it swing around the old locker room.
So my first time, I got traded to Phoenix back in the day, Obes, and it's Phoenix stays, and back then it was big steamers, right? It wasn't so much the saunas, but we had a steamer that got just steamy and hot. And I came in there one morning early, and I open up the door, and I go to sit down, and there's Gretz, Buck Diddy, with this. He's got the shampoo on his face and everything, and I'm like, Gretz. He's like, hey, up, Doc. And it just, like, fuck, it just woke me up immediately. I'm like, shit, here's the great one, like, up early in the steam, getting a good shave in. And I was just in there trying to cure my hangover. And anyway, started shooting the shit. It was great. But, yeah, just you never know when that steam, you don't know who's in there.
I was just going to say, I know you're a sauna guy now, so you don't use the steamer. I'm more of a steamer than a sauna guy. But it was going full tilt this morning, and when I opened that door and walked in there, I was tiptoeing in, because you don't want to just...
Some guy's bending over, and run right into the rear.
Tough morning for me, Ops. I need that swim, buddy. So, unfortunately, I got to swim after we're done working here today. But, listen, I want to give us some shout-outs to Todd Pickup again. The whole classic in Newport, held at Newport Beach Country Club. They killed it, man. I went over there Sunday. Just such a cool event. You know, they had just bars on every hole in the back nine. People from Newport came out. You want to talk about good-looking people everywhere. There was good-looking people everywhere. I was lucky enough to go in the clubhouse and hang out in there. But just once again, it's a credit to Todd Pickup on actually trying to make something cool. Right? You could have this tournament and just whatever. I can see why the guys want to come back and play in it every year. It was a great event. He absolutely killed it. I followed John Daly for a couple holes.
Nice. Was he drinking?
He was dead last.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, 14 over.
That was dead last? That's not bad.
Yeah, him and Fred Funk. Talk about two guys that don't hit it. I realize I don't hit it very far, because on 18, was it 18 or 15? Doesn't matter. 18. Fred Funk hit it like where I hit it the last time we played, and I thought it
was good. Not even up the hill.
Like right by the bunkers. Right by the bunkers.
What was John? Does he still have a big swing?
Big John was over the bunkers.
Yeah, but...
But you would have been hitting it. You'd hit it past Big John now.
Yeah.
But he had the Hooters pants on. The Hooters bag. I think he had the Hooters pants on, too.
Did he have, like, the Trumper 24 hat on, or is he...
He didn't have the Bumper Trumper 24 hat on, no. No, I think...
Hair, though, like Stogie.
Beard.
Beard.
Somebody said
Santa Claus right now.
Berard was with me. He said, yeah, he said he's not shaving that till he's cancer-free, because I think he had liver cancer or something. So it was great to see. He still moves the needle, though, man.
Yeah,
you should have seen the people gathered around him. Freddie had to withdraw, bad back. And Padraig Harrington took down the Irishman.
He did.
Yeah, Matty Oya texted me. He's like, I can't believe he didn't bet on the Irishman right when he's in your own backyard. Oh, yeah. I texted him like, dude, I didn't even know you could bet Champions Tour. I guess you can, but I never thought
of it. You're too focused on betting everything else. It's hard to.
I'm just focused on hockey.
You can find it somewhere on the DraftKings app.
Oh, for sure you can. But anyways, Pick, and to everyone at the Hogue Classic, great job. Way to make Newport Beach look good. The course looked unbelievable, by the way, up, dog. And then I wanted to give some love to Kenny the Wiz. We were lucky to have Kenny the Wiz caddy us Thursday at Big Canyon. This guy, he not only does he just do an unbelievable job caddying, he keeps your fairways hit, your greens hit, how far your drives, and how much you had in on approach, and your putts. So I gave it to PA after. He's going around to course and doing all the fucking books for these caddies on tour and these tournaments. That's why he gets his name, Kenny the Wiz. It was unbelievable. A couple of my drives, I'm like, he's like 227. I'm like, I hit a driver there.
No, and he loves to pick a good line, too. Good sports gambler.
Oh, yeah. Loves
it. To pick his brain on, like, you know, where the space is at. Where are the over-unders? Where we get an edge with Kenny the Wiz. No, he's great.
Yeah.
And you don't even see him with the scorecard in his hand, which is the most amazing thing. He hides it.
He hustles.
He keeps your score. He does all that that Obi just said, but you never see him writing it down. It's almost like as soon as you turn your back, he's got it out and he's finished. It's wild. It's wild.
Yeah, so it was a great week of golf here in Newport Beach. I wanted to give some love to a good Port Hope kid, Dalen Wakely, the North Bay Battalion from Port Hope, Ontario, up dog. They just finished the OHL season. Listen to these stats. Get this guy a beer. 39 snipes, 104 points in 66 games. He's not drafted to the NHL. Somebody give this kid a chance. Those are legit numbers. Shout out to Christian Erickson, who told me about this. From what I've heard, he's a great kid, Updog. I just wanted to give him some love for keeping Port Hope on the map. And they're playing my old team in the first round, the Kingston Frontenacs.
Nice. Crazy that playoffs is starting for,
crazy.
For our, you know,
MLB starts Thursday.
MLB, opening day.
There's a lot of shit going on in the MLB right now. I'll tell you that right now. But I wanted to give him some love, Updog. It's nice to see a kid from your hometown
absolutely.
Doing all right.
Absolutely. To my knowledge, is there anyone, or enlighten me, is there anyone from Port Hope that, you know, in the NHL or...
Not in the NHL, but we got Owen Beck, who was drafted second round of the Montreal Canadiens. He won an OHL championship last year with the Peterborough Petes. He is now in Saginaw, where the Memorial Cup is being held this year, and they're the best team in the Western Conference.
Love it. Love it.
He was on the... Olympic team 2 years ago, World Juniors 2 years ago. He came in late, so they won the gold, and then this year he was on the team that kind of
awesome.
They shit their shorts.
Yeah, they did.
Listen, Updog, a big milestone for us here at Missing Curfew. 100,000 followers on Instagram, brother.
Who would have ever thought? Thank you.
Well, listen,
hey, fans out there,
thank
appreciate
you.
You guys,
thank you. Prince is giving himself some love.
Hey,
he goes, added basically on a PTO. Here's a. Prince, you have a love for your fella. Added basically on a PTO in January of 2021 when the account was just over 8,000 followers. So listen, I can tell the story about how, so there was this thing called Missing Curfew Clips out there. And I'm like, Updog, are you running this Missing Curfew Clips? You're like, fuck no. I thought it was you. I'm like, I don't know anything about Instagram. I'm like, reach out to this guy. So sure enough, you can take it from here if you want, but you reach out to Princey. And the rest is kind of history.
Yeah, no, I said, buddy, these are great. Like, I don't know how you put these together or spending time on this. I don't know why you are, but we've got a kick out of it. We're laughing. So are our fans. Who are you? Where are you at?
Where are you at, boy?
Where are you at, boy?
So, and I remember me and you when we started this podcast, you know, we didn't have a clue. We probably still don't really have a clue, but we really didn't have a clue back then. And I remember we started our Instagram and we had like 1,000 followers. Yeah. Remember we drive up to LA in the Sprinter van or
trying to get more followers, trying to put music to some posts.
I'm like, Uppy, we need to figure that this is borderline embarrassing here, but we got 1,000 followers on our social media. And listen, without Princey and all past media, it doesn't happen. But basically it's a credit to Mark Prince and how much hard work he does and how much cool stuff he finds on there. But I was looking forward to this milestone, Updog. I'm not going to lie. This one feels good.
We owe him something now? We owe him a little bottle of wine or trip or something? He got all these fans.
Fuck, he's the highest paid guy on our side. He's Connor McDavid.
You got to make him happy, though. You got to keep him happy.
He's making more than me and you, I think. So
he's making Connor McGregor money.
I don't know if we can.
He's like Jake Paul.
No kidding. But Princey, thank you. And most important to the fellas out there, thank you so much for following Missing Curfew and listening to us. Without you guys, there is no Missing Curfew. Last but not least, Updog, after my recovery here of a couple days of, taking her deep on a Friday night, I watched all the hockey games. I think it was Saturday night. No, Sunday night maybe. And I said, I'm going to fire on this new Roadhouse movie with Jake Gyllenhaal and a guy who I love, Conor McGregor. Some great fight scenes. The movie's horrendous. Bob Menery ruins it even more. But Conor McGregor is so jacked in this movie, man. Like, if you just tune in, the fight scenes are pretty sick, actually.
Yeah.
Like, the fight scenes are badass. The movie itself, it's no original Roadhouse, but man, this guy is so jacked up, dog. It's crazy.
Is this the one where he comes into the octagon at the end, too?
So I'll give you the gist of it. Jake Gyllenhaal is basically a former UFC fighter that basically killed somebody in the ring. So he got kicked out of the UFC, and he's just a badass, and he just snaps. So this rich guy wants to buy the Roadhouse, so this girl hires Jake Gyllenhaal to come in and be the bouncer. Well, once Jake Gyllenhaal starts dusting everyone, this guy calls Conor McGregor, and it's the first scene ever, you'll love this. He's in somewhere in Europe, and he jumps out of a window just in his boots, buck naked, and there's a guy and his wife up there, and he's like, arrivederci or something like that. So he's walking just buck butt-ass naked, steals his coat off a guy, and that's like his opening scene. But I mean, he is, I know the big screen makes you look bigger, but dude, he looks just yoked. Yoked, man.
Did you go to the big screen to watch?
No, I watched it on my fucking 72-incher, but
yeah, nice.
He's still, the TV makes you look bigger. That's what I tell myself anyways, but he is absolutely jacked.
His head and his neck.
Oh,
I mean, McGregor did some sort of, I mean.
Peptide?
Let's call it that.
Some kind of peptide?
Yeah, he's juiced up.
Dude, listen, I'll be honest. His acting was better than expected for his first real role.
I mean, he's been an actor now forever. Look at his pressers. Look at his way he is in the ring. Look at what he does on social media. I mean, he's been acting now for 10 years.
Number one movie, I think it is on the streaming services.
That's because Dana White and them are behind it, probably.
He's going to get even richer. He says he's coming back. He says he's chucking them. International Fight Week, which we will be there for DraftKings covering the draft and the All-Star Weekend, our awards.
Is that the same weekend as UFC 300?
No, UFC 300 is in April.
Oh, and it's in April.
Yeah. But that's International Fight Week. They have it every year. And cool. Yeah, so we'll be out there for it. But check it out. Some great fight scenes. Conor McGregor's absolutely yoked. We'll be back. I'm missing curfew.
Fellas.
Up, dog, fella. Let me tell you about Lucy. Made for your nicotine routine and delivered straight to your door. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. Choose your form, pouches, breakers, or gum. And also choose your strength, 2 milligrams to 12 milligrams.
Or in this case, you liking different flavors, boys? We got mint, apple ice, espresso, mango, and more. People ask what kind of strength you like. For me, I'm a 2 milligram guy. I don't like to get too buzzed up. And some of our favorite customer reviews fall under that berry citrus is juicy as heck, boys. So much flavor being tossed around, it's like an orgasm in my mouth. Thank you, Lucy. You're so juicy.
Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/curfew and use promo code
curfew
to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co and use code
curfew
to get 20% off and always free shipping.
And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Welcome back to Mr. Curfew. Up is world.
Party time.
Riviera. Oh, K-Wash and the boys.
God, Riviera. I just so...
Was it just mint?
It was just mint. You know, would love to have you. Shout out to my boy, Noah Bremen, who...
You wouldn't have wanted me.
I loved having you. Yeah, plus, we played behind Travis Kelce. Shout out to this guy's just a monster. I don't know where he must have flew back from, you know, all the pictures were him at Bahamas this week. Must have flew back. He was out there playing with a couple of his buddies. But shout out to this really great guy, Matt Hesse, and his wife. They've got this Veterans Future Foundation.
Yeah, great cause.
And, you know, we did a lot with our boy, with Buckley, Matthew Buckley from No Fallen Heroes. We did it in Aspen with Sheldon Walitsky. If you guys recall, I was up in the fighter jet with him. And he's doing a lot with psychedelics and helping these vets. And so Matt built this basically this veteran university in Bentonville, Arkansas. And it's there for these guys to go in, Obi. Once you lose like your sort of your mission, you take that uniform off. It's not like all the research that they've been finding, it's not the trauma that these guys on the battlefield that they really lose like their drive or, you know, they struggle with their mental health after. It's them losing the uniform and feeling like they're part of something.
Yeah.
So their mission with this, with the VFF is to provide these guys with these classes to leave and be health coaches, to be fitness trainers, to be nutrition trainers, and give them like purpose to go out and join like the real world and have a team again. And we know what that's like as athletes. And I'm sure everyone out there has an own story of this, but a great cause. Shout out to Kevin and Chelsea Washington for opening their doors and their checkbook.
Yeah.
You know, we had a dinner up there Sunday night. It was amazing. Live band. We watched some college football, listened to some speeches.
Yeah, I saw Stacey Gott put a picture of their, they must have a picture of their family over their mantle or something.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, it just looks like it's just like the perfect, like best looking family in the history of the planet. They're just all like good looking people. His kids
are perfect. Kids are beautiful. Chelsea looks beautiful. Kevin looks like Bruce Wayne.
And then I just look at Washington. I'm like,
he's a but then, yeah, so then we rented, you know, Riviera was rented yesterday for the golf tournament. And
that's a statement alone.
It was amazing. So I have to say, I won the long drive. I was on number one. I carried it over the whole gully, which was crazy. People saw where the ball was and were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you would have been like minus 750 to win the long drive. I mean.
And then the closest to the pin.
You got to be getting sick of winning those, aren't you?
I gave the bag back.
You'd be like, you know what? I don't want it.
Gave the bag back.
He's got enough of these.
But I will say there was one great prize, and it was a trip or two on the Ritz-Carlton yacht. And I don't know where it left from or where it docked. But it was for the closest to the pin, and Obi, I never win those. 6 feet, 2 inches. I won it.
I was very happy to donate it back to the foundation. We're going to do something on social, on our socials with them, and do something for the vets. Give this, yeah, you know, this thing away. I think it's awesome. Going to be great. And then next year, I said next year we're doing a missing curfew team.
Yeah, 100%.
We're going to put that in there. But a great cause, Matt. You did a great job. K-Wash, thanks for having us at RIV. It's a track.
How was Travis's Kelsey's golf swag?
Pretty good.
I would imagine so.
Golf swag, good.
Golf swag,
yeah.
He's got to have good golf swag, right?
Yeah, I mean, he rinsed me when I took him and Mahomes to lose to Steph Curry in the match.
Oh yeah.
Like the line was like minus 400 for.
You cost me, bud.
Kevin came up to him and was like, "Hey," he's like, "Kels, come over here. I got to introduce you to my CEO, Atlas Power." And it was so funny.
Yeah.
Kelsey got out there, and it was just Kevin being Kevin.
Was there any other big time celebs there?
Yeah, there was. Chandler Parsons was there.
He's a staple though.
Yeah, and then Griffin played.
Blake Griffin.
Yeah, and then Brian Timmons was there. Evan Knapp was there. You know, you said Tommy Gott. Our boy Dolly, I played with Dolly.
Tony Gonzalez played.
Yeah,
we gotta get Tony on the pod.
Tony's a great guy.
I feel like we know Tony
He's moving back to California, so it'd be great to have him on the pod.
Not many people.
He's just Jack.
People moving back to California.
Moving back
from where? Texas?
Yeah, he was in Austin. I think he's excited to move back.
Really?
It's hard to... California's a hard place to leave. I mean, there's a lot of people leaving.
Yeah. I'm not fucking
leaving. I ain't fucking leaving. But then it's hard to not want to come back to the... Especially this time of year. It's like the best time of year to be here.
Well, listen, I hear you. But it's a great cause. Like you said, anytime you can do something for the veterans like that, Up Dog, that's good on you. How about, speaking of good golf swings, Ethan Garber's golf swing?
Yeah.
Starting quarterback for UCLA. Just what a great kid. I mean, Grant and his wife have done such an unbelievable job. And that's another thing about growing up around country clubs. If you put your kids in country clubs, they get respectful. They have manners. You know, he was calling me Mr. O'Brien. I said, fella.
Call me fella.
She's calling me Obes here, eh? But what a golf swing.
Yeah, it's tempo. It's long. Well, imagine being 6'4", and just...
Knowing how to hit.
Yeah.
I mean, your swing is like short and compact, and you have like no spin on the ball. And it just goes, like, even when you, I don't even think you hit it, and it still goes, like, fucking a mile. But his is, like, long and lanky. Yeah, and just, sweet. I mean, it's just
snappy at the bottom. Like,
yeah. I played with him on Thursday, and he didn't hit a bad shot till 7T. And I go, ooh, that one didn't sound like yours. That one sounded like mine. And he goes, I missed that one. I was like, I guess you did, fella. But just a great kid. Pulling for them. Big, big opportunity. Big 10 this year. Starting quarterback. Pulling for him. Great kid. So
he ought to maybe hand some of that NIL money to some linemen.
Yeah. Maybe. Hopefully they protect him, right?
I mean, you think the leagues are going
to
figure out a way to...
I don't know.
Because some of the Pac-10 guys are a little more speedier, a little smaller than the Big Ten. The boys are big.
And you got to think
the SEC boys are even bigger.
They probably want to kick the shit out of these California kids, right? They're all good-looking, you know, surfer guys.
Totally.
They're probably like, come to the Big Ten. He's got one game early on the season. They're going into Baton Rouge, LSU. Atmosphere that'll be for him. That will be unbelievable.
How many babes are there to be there?
A million.
Yeah.
A million. A million. A million. I watched them play last year at the Rose Bowl. They played Coach Prime and the Buffs. Listen, I'm not going to pretend I know everything about the quarterback position, but very intelligent. Made those little reads. So I think he's smart. I think he's going to be okay.
He's got a little Grant in him.
He looks like Grant, doesn't he? He looks like
Grant. Garber's his dad. He's a fucking legend. Guy can pick apart an old line like no one's business.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, when he gets that putter going, Garb's made one on the back nine on like 12. We had him bent over on the front, and then he made out like, uh-oh, and he just filled it up the rest of the way. And I think once he filled his cup up with tequila, he started filling up the hole. So, Up Dog, Uppy's World, Riviera.
So
Washy's good?
Washy's great.
Awesome.
Yeah, he flew to Costa Rica today. And
I missed that. Fellas, Labatt Blue USA. Lots of things are better together. Hockey and Labatt Blue, golf and Labatt Blue, barbecuing with an ice-cold Labatt Blue. But if you really want to take things to the next level, drink some Labatt Blue Lights with your friends and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Okay. Yeah, he's doing great.
It's the Missing Curfew.
Oh,
dog of the week. Up Dog, this is one of your former teammates. This is a guy that I loved when Washington picked him up. Brad Treliving goes out and gets Joel Edmondson. Listen, fuck is this guy a dying breed? But the way he played Saturday against the Edmonton Oilers, the physicality in front of the net, I said a week ago or 2 weeks ago, do not let Zach Hyman get to the blue paint. Joel Edmondson did the best job I've seen anyone all year do in front of the net. Physical, not taking penalties, physical in the corners. I got to give McCabe some love too, a guy who I'm not a huge fan of. He played physical. But Max Domi had a quote, I can't wait to see this guy play in the playoffs, Edmondson, and I'm with him up, dog. That's why he's the missing curfew dog of the week. Guy's nasty out there.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Blocking shots on the power play and going after their best players. He had Leon Draisaitl worried about one thing and one thing only, and that was trying to get back at Eddie.
Yeah.
And it's just, he's a great guy. Listen, he makes a great first pass. All the little things that NHL D-men are just, you know, you're supposed to do, he does them well. But it's his intangibles away from the puck, you know, those little cross checks, those little snippets of fuck you hockey.
Fuck yeah.
Eddie brings to the table. I think it was a big loss when St. Louis lost him. You know, he's been around. He's been in the finals with Montreal. He's been in Carolina now. He's been in Washington. There's been a little bit of a little roadmap for him. But what better place to be? It's exactly what, you know, the Toronto Maple Leafs were missing. And like Max Domi said, heads up playoff time, because they need to play big hockey in the playoffs in the East. You gotta.
I mean, listen, with just Edmondson brings that swag to the team. Yeah. That was the hardest I've seen them play.
Yeah.
In, I mean, maybe the Austin Matthews era. And on the other side of it, Draisaitl, though, it was great. Draisaitl fucking two ended him, and you can read Draisaitl's lips. He goes to Edmondson, he goes, I told you I was gonna slash you.
Yeah.
I told you I was gonna slash you. And he just two handed him, and Edmondson came flying back in. But if you're an Oilers fan, and there's lots of you beauties up there that listen to Mr. Curfew, we love you. I mean, that was a red flag. I mean, you got just absolutely bitch slapped.
Yeah.
Evander Kane, nowhere to be found. I don't know what's going on with him. I don't even want to know, but he's been horrendous. Bouchard, listen, it was just a beatdown of all beatdowns, man.
You would expect, like, during those games in Toronto, Saturday night, Hockey Night in Canada, your star player is from there, family, fans in the crowd. How do you not grab someone? You're down 3-0. Why doesn't Nurse go grab someone?
Nurse tried to grab Edmondson at the end of the second.
Yeah, but that's not the right time.
Yeah.
It's like the whistle blew. It's in front of their net. That's not when you go. You go off a face-off and you make a scene.
Yeah, I thought they could have roughed it up a bit.
If their coaches or Connor and Leon are saying, guys, let's just stay out of it. Let's try to beat them by scoring goals. Like, at some point, you gotta, if you're that the muscle on the team,
yeah,
you got to step up and be like, follow this, boys. I'm fucking in it.
Yeah, the problem is Revo's out there.
Ah.
So yeah. they're like, I've been there. They're like, yeah, oh, fucking. Yeah, and then Revo, that's why you have Revo out there. The Leafs, to me, and I'm not saying the Oilers are over physical team, because they're not, but the Leafs, I'm going to say it, they bitch slapped them Saturday night in their barn. It was a statement that if you're in the league, you're like, oh, maybe this Toronto Maple Leafs team isn't exactly what we thought they were. And Edmondson's a big part of that, man.
Yeah.
He's a huge part of it. You bring one guy in like that with championship pedigree that you talked about that can chuck him, that plays big, that can play a regular shift. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, here we go.
Yeah.
He's used
to the media. Like, he was in Montreal. Yeah. He's used to it, which he doesn't give a fuck, and that's great. He doesn't give a fuck about anything, actually. He's just a great fucking hockey player, good teammate, loves playing tunes, loves to have a pint.
Probably does pretty well off the ice.
Yeah, he's getting married this summer.
Oh, congratulations. And then they got the Russian guy, Labushkin, who they picked up from Anaheim, who's out right now. And once he gets back in there, he brings a more physical element to it. So, listen, they're in tough because they're going to have to play Florida or Boston. But I think
Edmonton should have tried to pick up Edmonton.
I know.
Right?
Edmonton is in one. They are, I don't know. We'll see. We got the Jets tonight. We'll see. Updog, we got another missing curfew.
Ooh.
Dog of the week. The captain of the St. Louis Blues, Braden Schenn. Schenner fella. McNabb, he almost put Sod in the fucking 15th.
I mean,
what a hit.
Yeah.
Good for Sod. He went to the old concussion protocol and came back and scored the tying goal. But the great hit.
Yeah.
I don't love guys hitting after clean hits. However, that game had a playoff feel to it, Updog. It was physical. It was mean. It made me feel good because you know how I feel about regular season hockey. I'm over it. But Schenner to get in there and fight McNabb, guy who's that much bigger than him, go toe-to-toe with him. That's why he's the captain. That's why he's the missing curfew dog of the week.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, he's a great asset to a hockey team, a well-deserved guy that wears the C, plays with his heart on his sleeve. And in that case, Obes, like, he's a guy, I just mentioned it, at times in certain games and certain times of the year,
big nights and big games, you got to step up and maybe do something you don't want to do. Schenner will fight anyone.
I don't know.
Fight Landeskog, opening draws of games. He's fought big boys. In this case, you know, he's smaller than McNabb. He's going after a bigger guy.
Oh, yeah, McNabb, 6'4".
But he knows that that's his job. That's why he's wearing the captaincy. And that's why the younger players in St. Louis, like, eventually you got to kind of learn to play a little uncomfortable. And big this time. Is what Schenner's brought to the table. And he's a great, I mean, he's a great teammate.
It was a tight checking game. We should have taken the under. But for St. Louis, I'm with you. I'm watching it, and Cairo and Thomas, who I'm sure have been the reason why they're still even in the playoff hunt. I haven't watched St. Louis play a whole lot, but they still, like, yeah, like, that was a big fucking game. Like, if they win that game in regulation, they're literally, you know, a point behind them, or two points behind Vegas. And it's like, you lose in overtime. You know, we've all been there. It's like, you know, you look at the schedule.
It's still
now,
a race. It's a
it's
race.
It's still a race.
Yes, you're right.
We're going to get to the races.
Fucking huge.
But listen, Schenner, Edmondson, couple St. Louis Blues, well, Edmondson former, but Mr. Griffey, dog of the week. Up, dog. Get this guy, Labatt Blue, fella.
Presented by Labatt Blue Light, the pristine Pilsner, fellas. Enjoy your beers together so you can live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Up, dog. I mean, hey, listen, it's springtime. Masters right around the corner. Baseball starting. Playoff hockey right around the corner. Best time of year. Oh, we're dishing out Labatt Blues here to pretty much half the league here. Hey, you get a car. No, you get a car. No, you get a car. We're giving out Labatt Blues to everyone. That just seems like everyone's lighting it up. Let me start it off here. The Fact Daddy and the Nashville Predators. Ooh. I was believing a little bit, but now you got me believing big time. You went in and cost me some money. You went into Florida and won 3-0 in a place that not a lot of teams have gone in there and A, have won, or B, kept them off the score sheet like that. 17-game point streak. To go in there and beat the Florida Panthers was a statement around the league. Hopefully they all had a Labatt Blue after the game because they deserved it. And then our boy out here, Alex Killorn, killer. Listen, I know things aren't going the way he wanted to, but came back from injury. He's got 10 points in his last 20 games. He's got 14 goals on the year. And the reason I'm giving Killer Labatt Blue, when I watch them play, he's still playing his balls off. And that's not easy. To
Fuck
be a
no.
two-time Stanley Cup champ that just signed a big, big ticket on a team that is playing
Stinky.
For the first overall pick. Killer still brings it every night. He goes to the net. He's tipping pucks. And he's getting rewarded. So, Killer, get yourself a Labatt Blue and text me when the season's over. We'll tee it up.
Mr. Jack Eichel himself, 2 goals, big fella, on Saturday night against Columbus Blue Jackets, getting him 500 points in the NHL career. He's having a season, 55 points, 24 goals in 52 games. He's been hot. Big reason why the Vegas Golden Knights the last week have turned things around. They were slipping. Oh. They were slipping. I mean, power play was in one. Goaltending issues are in one. You know, now they got Logan Thompson. Looks like he's taking the net. But Jack Eichel, get yourself a Labatt Blue Light, fella. How are you? And then, I mean, without further ado, Connor McDavid, first person since Joe Thornton to have 90 assists in a season. He's looking for a hundy.
He's getting it.
And he's getting it. Listen, 90 assists, funny stat, but 90 assists, more points than Jamie Benn got when he won the Art Ross for the most points in a season only 9 years ago.
I forgot he won the Art Ross. 87 points.
But, I mean, watch Connor McDavid, just the things and you know, we're gonna get to the next guy here shortly thereafter who's benefiting from this too. But Connor McDavid, get yourself Labatt Blue Light, fella.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's gonna get 100 apples. It's just crazy.
100 apples.
We'll see what comes with playoffs, but I got a bad feeling for Connor and the boys again. But you talked about Logan Thompson. Aiden Hill got hurt.
Yeah.
Logan Thompson, he made a fucking shootout save in overtime on Buzhnevich. That was just nasty.
Yeah, the glove.
Because he's a goofy, so he's catching it with this, and he like caught it, and then like jumped back, and I was like, what a save!
Yeah.
What a save! And then, obviously, typical fashion, then they go down and Marchessault scores. But Ikes, I've been watching Vegas a lot lately. Ikes has got his jump back.
Yeah,
right. Like, it's so hard to get hurt, and when you get hurt through the course of the middle of the season, you have to come back at this time of year when everyone's buzzing, and it doesn't matter how much you bag yourself or how much you work out. When Ikes first came back, he's got his jump back. But the only thing I could think about watching him play last night again against the Blues is their power play. Man, like Theo, like walk to the middle. Because when Theo walks to the middle and then can slide it back to Ikes or slide over there to, I think it's Marchessault or whoever, they got to get some movement going. Like, if you watch the Vancouver Canucks, JT Miller does does the McDavid. He comes, so Hughes is over here. Miller comes all the way up here. They give it here. He either can shoot it or give it back over to Pedersen. Like, I just don't get why Vegas is just, like, fucking get moving, boys. Get moving.
I know.
And Theo's got such a good little wrister. Like, they got Barbashev in front of the net, who I like, but a little more traffic, too. A little more traffic. But Ikes has got his he's got his jump back. And speaking of a guy who's got some jump up, dog, get this guy, Labatt Blue, the Nate dog, Nathan MacKinnon, who I picked at the start of the year to win the Hart Trophy.
Good pick. Listen, good pick.
The Colorado Avalanche right now are finally leading the Central Division, and they are
one point of the president.
Of the President's Trophy. Yep. And the reason I picked Nate at the start of the year was I thought he would be the best player on the best team, and it very well may end up like that. We will see. But what Nate's done this year, he has a point in 34 straight home games. Like, it is just absolutely insane what he's doing. Listen, the Avalanche are absolutely humming. The pickups at the deadline for them were unbelievable. But Nate, keep it going, buddy. 3 points. I felt bad for Sid. Sid comes out and just sets the tone, right? Sets the tone. They go up 4-0. And I'm watching with PA, and I'm like, any other team in the league, I would say this is over. They get one at the end of the second to make it 4-1. I'm like, you know, at the end of a period, right? You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, and then they just turned it up. They just turned it up, and he was absolutely flying. Makar, I mean, this kid is so nasty. But the pickups that they have made, they got depth now. Your boy Sean Walker is looking better and better every game.
What a pickup.
The way I feel about the Avalanche now, I'm waiting to the preseason before the deadline, I was a little concerned. Now I'm like, who's going to beat them? You know, maybe Vegas. Who else can beat them in the West? I don't think
Vancouver. Maybe.
No, I love you, Tox. Prove me wrong, but I don't think they can beat them either. Dallas. I mean, listen, they're the hardest thing maybe getting out of their little central division there.
Yeah.
Which, by the way,
but a 7-game series. You're right.
Can we go back to the old way? Like, the LA Kings and the Edmonton Oilers are going to play again for the third straight year in the first round. Can we go back to 1-8, 2-7, 3-6? Enough, Gary. Uncle, man. I want to see different matchups.
Yeah.
Do you think the LA Kings want to fly to Edmonton again? Well, maybe Edmonton wants to come down here. But it's just like, right up, like, we want to see different matchups and create more rivalries and get other guys pissed off at each other. Like, it's almost like, if you're Edmonton and LA, you're like sick of playing each other. You're like, oh, here we go again.
It's been 3 years, right?
This will be 3 years in a row. And right now, they're playing again.
Yeah, it's dumb.
It's dumb.
I do want to touch on this, though, that last game, Nathan MacKinnon did pass Wayne Gretzky to be now in sole position of second longest ever home streak. So Gretz had the first and second. Gretzky's record is 40 home games with a point.
Yeah, so Nate can beat him because they play more games now.
Yeah.
41.
So Gretzky also had 33. Guy Lafleur had 32. I mean, what a class of extraordinary gentlemen right there that he's up in. But, you know, 6 games to go.
There was a sick picture online of Nate and then 99 Gretzky
in the future.
You could just see 99 Gretz, and then it was MacKinnon. It's like only two people in the history of the NHL. It's like, if you're Nate, you want to get that baby framed, throw it in the fucking.
You want to beat him.
Or you want to beat him, but you just want to get that picture framed, maybe get Gretz to sign and throw it in the fucking man cave, right? Because it was just juice. It was complete juice.
Fuck. Imagine you're that good, how many different things you could put in your man cave, just of juice things that...
Yeah, you wouldn't have to worry about winning a Pebble Beach fucking first place gross, eh? You wouldn't have to worry about that.
One more guy here. Can we give out another beer?
Zach Hyman,
first ever 50-goal season. The way you did it was in epic fashion. He's mic'd up, fucking gets the goal, little tap in right in front of the net. Fucking Drysdale comes over, jumps in his arms. I mean, congrats, though. 50 goals at age 31, 9 years in the league. He's making only $5.5 million until 28. It's another 4 years. It's a great deal, but kids out there, just go to the fucking net.
Go to the net.
Would you just go to the net and stand there? Go retrieve pucks in the corner. Give it to your best player. Get to the net. Take some biscuits off your feet, off your ass, off your hips. Learn how to tip pucks. Watch Joel Pavelski. Watch Zach Hyman. Just, that's where the game goes. The puck can't go in the net from the other end of the ice or the corners. It goes to the net from the fucking front of the net. Get there.
Got to get there. And, yeah, they did a cool thing with, obviously, had him mic'd up heading into that game. And I guess you could just see how happy the boys were for him. And then Pears on the bench is like, welcome to the club, bud. Welcome to the club, bud. He's like, of course you scored it from the blue paint. But you could just see how happy everyone was for him. And then they asked Sheldon Keefe about him, and this is a pretty good nickname. They called him Shaq when he was for the Marlies because nobody got to the paint. He got to the paint better than Shaq. So they called him Shaq Hyman instead of Zach. Yeah. Shaq Hyman because he got to the paint so well. Like, just get there. Just get there.
You're going to make a lot of money and play a lot of years by just going to the net now in this new NHL.
Last but not least here on Get This Guy Labatt Blue, Sam Reinhart. 2 goals on Sunday against Philly, 50 goals. I wore the T-shirt for him. Back up the Brinks truck, I wore it for him because they're going to fucking be backing that baby up to wherever he spends the offseason. 50 goals. He's going to be a UFA. What are you thinking if you're him?
12 million.
I mean, you're focused on winning the Stanley Cup. But in the back of your mind, you got to be like, fuck, this is going to be okay.
Yeah. Is like, he going to say, how come we haven't offered him anything to stay yet?
Because he's got 50 goals.
Yeah.
But like, and he's like,
they try to lowball him now.
He's like, I want to test the market.
Yeah, totally.
I think he got, I mean, as much as I, you know, you played in Florida more than me, but as much as they got a great thing going there, and I hope Rhino stays there, and I think they're going to have some playoff success, and maybe that will determine if he does or not. Ops, as ex-players, you put yourself in this situation. Yeah. I mean, I can't even fucking imagine. and you're UFA.
Yeah.
You're like to your agent.
You're like, you're hired, my house is going to be at Chileno Bay.
You're hiring Bob Sugar from Jerry Maguire. Hey, Bob Sugar, get over here and get me 12 and a half so I can go down to Chileno Bay and Gaza Ranch and everywhere else. And I mean, you got to.
I'd be touring some of the best properties on the goddamn planet.
Yeah, like the last guy I can think of is like Johnny Hockey, right? He had 100 points that year in Calgary. They won a division. They got to the second round and Edmonton bitch slapped him. And then he decided to go to Columbus, and I was actually watching Columbus play the other night. I had Colorado over them both ways, easy, free money. And I'm thinking, why did he decide to go to Columbus?
I'll never know that.
Like, why?
Did he not ever listen to our podcast? How many times I ripped that city? Why would he ever? Do I not sound like a guy that came from, you know?
PA asked me this. I'll ask you this.
Yeah.
I'll try to do it in PA's accent. Is Columbus the worst fucking organization of all time or in sports? Are they the worst organization in sports?
They're up there.
And I said, well, you got to think the Arizona Coyotes are worse because they don't have a rink.
He had a chance to go to Long Island, right? And that's so he didn't want to go to Lou Island. Where else did he have a chance to go?
I mean, they offered him the most, I guess, right?
Why guys don't go to these non-tax beautiful states to play, you know, good red state or whatever the hell, you know, Florida or Texas.
I guess there's just like you want
like New York City just to experience that, but Columbus, Ohio.
Dustin Penner would be a good guy to bring in on this conversation because Pens was getting lowballed out here in Anaheim when they won the cup, and then the, you know, legendary Kevin Lowe offer sheet, first one ever. Pens gets 5 for 25, but goes to Edmonton and his career kind of goes literally down the shitter, right? So it's like, yeah, you want to get paid, but now if you're like a guy like Johnny Hockey, it's like, what's next for him? Does he ride it out and never want to win a Stanley Cup? I don't know the kid well enough. It's just like, it's like, I don't know. I don't know.
Long days there. Long weeks, long days, long months. Showing up to that rink is fucking.
They have a good setup though, right?
No, it's terrible.
They have the practice rink right where the game rink is.
What does that make? This doesn't make anything better. It's still like.
Well, you don't have to drive anywhere.
It's not great.
We used to have to get dressed to drive.
Everything should be great now. It's the National Hockey League. Everything should be great. So you can't say like, oh, the rink is like has the practice rink in there. No, everyone should have like a nice practice rink now. And they will. They will. But it's not like, you know, it's not a lot of organizations. Philadelphia Flyers, they treat fucking players like they're royalty, they're gold. They're kids. There's a lot of organizations like that. I don't know. Columbus is not.
Philadelphia Flyers.
Not perfect.
81 points. We're going to get to that. Let's save that. But Rhino, congratulations.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Fella, get yourself with a bat blue. Around the National League up, dog. This is why everyone's scoring 50 fucking goals. There's been 102 hat tricks in the NHL this year. 102. That seems like a lot, doesn't it? 102 hat tricks?
306 goals.
I mean, Matthews has got 80 of them, so maybe that's why. But 102 hat tricks, I don't know. That, I mean, it used to be hard to get a hat trick. 102 times, that's like, I guess I'm saying, Ops, like, have we gone too far? Is it too easy to score?
It was hard for us to score.
Is it too easy for guys to score?
But like Joe Thornton had 100 apples or 90 apples, you know, back in 06. So they were getting the points. Maybe there's just so many different ways to score goals now. The releases are great. The puck, you know, the puck possession game and the way these guys, you know, handle the puck in and around the net, where we used to just probably shovel it in the goalie's pad or rip it over the glass.
No, there's definitely way more.
We used to take slap shots coming in over the blue lines.
Yeah, we're going to get pucks in the net.
I scored one on LaBarber like that. It was fucking great. Then I almost killed myself going in the corner. Princey will find that. It's fucking hilarious.
Jason LaBarber, he's the goalie coach for the Flames, I believe,
right?
Now,
yeah, he was our
assistant. They tossed him in net there about a couple months back. They were down in Tandy. They threw low.
Did they Barbs in there?
He's
a great guy.
Great guy.
I scored on him from inside the blue line. Camilleri was back checking on me, hardly back checking, if you know Cammy. And so I score. And as I go into the corner, I go to do one fist pump into the sky and I toe pick face into the glass. Yannick Perreault comes over. He's the first guy, big Yannick Perreault at the face. And he's looking at me and I can't speak. I'm so winded, but I'm trying to act happy. And he looks at me, "Are you okay?" I go, "No, I can't breathe." Just like, cover me. I almost lost all my teeth.
Cover me.
It's crazy.
I was happy when LaBarbe and Barbsy came to Vancouver because I didn't have the worst body on the team anymore once he got there. Right? I was like, oh, okay, fuck. Now Barbsy's got the worst body on the team. But he's a attendee.
Did he have kids already, though?
I think he was having his first kid when he got there. Great guy. Great guy.
Good shape, too.
I would say 102 hat tricks, in my opinion, as an old crusty fucking defenseman is too much. I just think ever since they put in this cross-check rule, and I watch in front of the net, and if you're a goalie, There's 17 people standing in front of you and not anyone can move. And they're like, you know, they're always trying to, you know, like Bobby Lou back in the day would yell, move them. And then you would try to get them out of the way so we could come out and challenge. I just think there's so much, it's so soft in front of the net now, Updog, that these guys are just standing there. There's so much traffic. And like you said, these defensemen, they're not like me back in the day where they're getting them blocked. It seems like every defenseman can get them through. Mm-hmm. And when you could just stand there, I think that has to be something to be said for these, for how many goals there are. But 102 hat tricks, I just thought that was a lot, up dog. And then some other news around the National League, best league in the world. Josh Doan called up to the Arizona Coyotes. His old man Shane Doan is an absolute legend, a guy that I know meant a lot to you. First of all, do you remember seeing Josh around the dressing room back in your days? Was he just a little whippersnipper? And do you feel fucking old, Ups?
I do. I saw a picture that we posted, or it might have been the NHL posted. We had Vince Vaughn in our dressing room after a game one day, and I took a photo with him. And then, you know, all the kids were in there. One thing you listen to this podcast, and you know this, so I was always admired the guys who had kids, the boys especially, who would be running around the rink, fucking looking at sticks, just causing mayhem, throwing tape around, fucking looking at everyone's gear. Just kind of, you know, it made me kind of feel like, fuck, I wish I had a kid. You know, that was the only time.
Till you left the rink.
Then now witnessing, you know, some of the guys' kids, you know, Vern Fiddler, his kid Blake, who, shout out to Blake, he's having an incredible career up and for the Edmonton Oil Kings. He's going to be a stud, 6 foot fucking three, D-man, right-hand shot, big boy. These guys now are coming to play professional junior, getting drafted. You know, Doaner, he was our GM over in Switzerland at the Spengler. He had his, you know, had his wife and kids there. It's now like this kid's, you know, gets a call from Bill Armstrong the other day, says you're going to play, you know, up in the NHL for your hometown team. Like, it's just an amazing thing. Yeah. It's an amazing thing. And it, you know, it's the way the world works, right? Like the hard work you put in your career gives your kids a chance to look at the way you handled yourself and all these things. And then one day, if that's what they want to do, they have a chance to go chase it themselves. And, you know, this is what this kid did. So he deserves the right. He's going to be wearing number 91.
I just had that circled.
Yeah, he's playing tonight against Columbus Stink Jackets.
Stink Jackets. Maybe he'll get on the board. That's a tough, only people's parents will be watching that game. That's a tough one. But hey, 91's a great number.
Great number. It was great. What Kyle Turris wore when great I first number. Got there.
Kyle Turris. Wow. How many lives did that guy have?
He centered me in Doaner as my first line in when I played there.
He had a lot of lives. A lot of lives. It was cool seeing Bill Armstrong call a guy up. You know, it would be interesting to see when we got to send a guy down, though, too. They should show both sides of it.
I'll tell you what I did. What I did witness was how different hockey is than, say, golf. Because, you know, a guy that we're going to have on here before the Masters, you know, full swing, comes out with their second season. And Zach Johnson, who has to call guys to tell them they're on the Ryder Cup. And then in this case, if you haven't seen it, he calls one guy to tell him he's not on the team. The fucking way this guy handled that made me want to.
The whole situation.
It was brutal. He was happy after he called because he was all nervous to do it. Like,
he knew that he picked the wrong guy.
Totally.
He picked his buddy.
Which in hockey you cut a guy and it's his dream to make opening night roster and he's not, and like, or a guy that's played in the league forever and you're telling him, listen, it's over. Like, that happens sometimes.
Hey, give me
your jersey. It's over. But like the way I witnessed this, it would never be how it should be handled.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know Dale Talon means a lot to you.
Yeah.
Right. Dale to me is kind of the other way, and I respect Dale Talon. Right. He built some championship teams or was part of the championship teams in Chicago. First time I got sent down, whatever. You know, he said, I'm going to send you down there. I promise I won't bury you. Fucking buries me. Calls me back up. Doesn't even send me down. Makes Gerard Gallant send me down. So Gerard Gallant's got to call me in to send me down. I'm like, where's Dale? He's like, he wanted me to handle it. I'm like, that's not your job. I know. Just do it.
Yeah.
I get called up again because Kulikov takes a 4-game suspension. So I know I'm only up for 4 games. We're coming off the bus in Pittsburgh. I walk right past Dale Talon, right past him. And then I get to my room and he calls my hotel. I'm like, Dale, I just walked right past you. Why would you not pull me aside and just go man to man? I know I'm going down. Don't call me up in my hotel room and I just walked past you.
Yeah.
So to me, that always left a little bitter taste
totally.
In my mouth.
Like, that's an experience you'll never forget. Yeah, and a lot of guys handle it different ways. But your job in those moments is to, you know, Dale watched Scotty Bowman, for example, or he watched other guys do this the right way, right?
It's
everyone has their own way, but what Zach Johnson did was fucking brutal.
Yeah.
And then in this case, your experience
I think it was Dale, in my opinion, probably deep down deserved that I should have been up with the big club, right? So he probably felt bad, which whatever, but you got to do it man to man. You can't let me walk past you and then call my hotel.
I know.
It's like, holy fuck.
I don't know, but everyone's different. I would handle it like, you know what? I would try to be as open as I can with guys because that's how I handle my situations. I just want the less fucking,
drama?
Like commotion or whatever. Yeah, drama, the better. But I think this guy will respect me more if I just, hey, my job is to do this and build this team and I have no fucking money left. And unfortunately, you know, I brought you in on a PTO, Obi, and I hate to do this because everyone knows you should be on our team.
Yeah.
But if you can, man to man, because you're a fucking man. You're not a kid, right? Like, Keegan Bradley's a fucking man. You don't have to call him in this. Right, I said
no. He did it to me when I got sent down. They pulled me off the bus in West Point. Boys were chanting.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable. Now that this could have been like on a fucking full swing or behind the scenes, God, it would have been unbelievable. And he pulls me aside. He said, "Are you going to sign this two-way or not?" I said, "Dale, I made this fucking team. I came in here and I made this team cold. You cannot tell me I didn't make this team." And the boys want me here. Like, just he's like, "Well, you know, I got too many one ways." I'm like, "Send fucking Roback down. Guy's got 4 games in the league." I go, like, just give me an opportunity. I made this team. And then he's like, I got to give you a two-way. Plus, you're still getting paid by Calgary. I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? Let's not go there. And he's like, what are you going to do, go to Russia? I'm like, I may go to Russia, Dale. I just fucking might. And then I ended up signing them. So at the first thing he did, but he did tell me he wouldn't bury me down there. And he fucking, I was leading the league in D scoring, and he buried me down there. I was like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Buried.
But in full swing, you will see Zach Johnson, who I don't like him for a lot of reasons. Now, I used to actually like him. I don't like him for that because I do think Keegan should have made the team. He deserved it. And I don't like him for at the waste management this year when he's like, don't play. Don't fucking play. So anyways, Josh Doan, good luck, fella. Shane Doan, enjoy that. That's got to be something. Hopefully someday Updog will fill that with Beckham in sports or something. That'd be unbelievable to see your kid go out there and snap it around. I remember my dad always said when I first made the NHL to see O'Brien on the back of the jersey, you know, when I was out on the ice was one of his proudest moments. So that's pretty cool. But Updog, trade deadline, new teams means you got to get a new bullpen. Hey, you got to get a new bullpen.
Absolutely.
Stocked
what
up
a time.
Bullpen.
What a time.
Oh, you don't have much time at the deadline to stack it, but you got to get a couple in there before playoffs start, for those nights off ups. Listen, couple guys lighting it up. This is why as a GM, you got to be aggressive. Anthony Duclair, I thought it was a great pickup for our boy Coop and Julian Breezeball in Tampa. 9 points in 7 games. He's just a National Leaguer. Went to the Stanley Cup Finals last year. Was dying a slow death out here in San Jose. You can see he's got his jump back.
Great style.
Great style. He's fit in well. And then Kunetsev. Listen, by the way, when he went down to Hershey, I heard he was the greatest guy when he went down there. Was in a good mood. Treated everyone great. Got rewarded going to Carolina. He's back doing the fucking one of these. He's doing the peacock. He's been a great pickup. And then, honestly, for me, Casey Mittelstadt. Listen, kid's got a nationally released. He's got to learn, you know, how to play away from the puck, and that will all come playing on a good team. But I think he's the second-line center they were looking for. Updong, those are some guys that have jumped out to me that have just been unbelievable for the new team.
And how about Bowen Byram, bud? Come on,
every
boy.
Every week we're
three
giving
goals,
this guy
three apples, six points, 9 games. How are you? And then to me, I've watched a lot of the Carolina Hurricanes the last week. Jake Guentzel, he has had numerous times to score. Like, I mean, he's got 2 goals, 10 assists, 12 points in his first 8 games as a new Carolina Hurricane. He could have 10 goals, 10 assists. He's been playing that well. The puck's been on a string for him. He's just been snake bit. I mean, I'm talking glorious chances. Like, to where in Pittsburgh, these are like back of the net.
I saw Blue and he looked glorious.
Yeah, glorious. So shout out to those two boys who stand out. And then Tyler Toffoli, he's been snapping it. He's just a stud. He's exactly what I think the Winnipeg Jets need. A guy that's been through the playoffs, knows how to win, good right-handed, skilled winger.
Yeah, just a guy that's pretty put on this list, too, is Sean Monahan, who Monty I played with in Calgary. He was our first round pick that year. You know, had some good years, got hurt, went to Montreal, rejuvenated his career. Now he's in Winnipeg playing great. He's going to get in the playoffs. Just goes to show you up, so you got to stick with it, right? Sometimes things aren't going your way. Better days ahead. But listen, those are all great pickups. And I want to say this. Look out for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Look out. I'm telling you, points hurt right now. Hedman didn't play the other night. But if they can stay healthy, they're at 85 points right now. I've watched the play. They went just through the whole Western road swing and went 4-5. They got points in every game. I mean, I know San Jose and Anaheim aren't exactly world beaters. But beat Vegas, beat LA, or lost LA in overtime. It was a great road trip for them. I think the Dumba Duclair pickup gives them that depth that they were lacking. I don't know. I wouldn't want to play him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to play him.
Well, Vassie's back.
Vassie's back.
And then you got Coop. I mean, Coop's back there just fucking sipping on a nice whiskey and having a little stogie after a win.
I wouldn't want to play him. And it leads us right into our last thing up, dog. We're down to 10 games left here.
Oh.
11 games. Some teams have 12. Fuck, I remember this. You can just see the playoff hockey.
Yes, can.
We got some races. Who do you think with 10 games left? I think Tampa's in. Washington, Detroit, New York, Jersey, Buffalo, and I'll go ahead of you. I'm going to say Washington gets in. I think they're going to find a way. Ovi's been humming. Is there anyone, are you with me that Tampa gets in? Is there anyone else that jumps
Tampa
out there?
Tampa Bay, yes. I mean, no, at 85 games, listen, they 71 games played, 85 points. They're 6 up on, you know, that second wild card team who's currently the Washington Capitals. I'd love to see Ovi back in the playoffs, but I'd also love to see Patty Kane. And I think that now a healthy Larkin back in the lineup, the Detroit Red Wings look better than they have the last month. They've been on a huge slide. So, Fabry's playing well. You're getting goaltending in Detroit. I love the way that D-man stepped up and fought Forsberg in such a heated battle the other game. I don't know if you got to see that, Forsberg. And what's the big journey?
Oh, yeah.
Great
Mo
scrap.
Mo Sider. 1-0 in a low-scoring affair. By the way, that used to be a great rivalry, Nashville-Detroit. Those were fun
games.
When
I came in the league, the whole Nashville rink would be full of red. It would be, I mean, it's Eisman, Shelley, fucking Lidstrom. These guys used to come in and wax us. Listen, I think that rivalry's back, but that was a great game. And, you know, you see Detroit, they're one spot out of the playoffs right now. I see them pushing. I don't know if the Islanders can really dig.
I like to see the Islanders get in, too, for Patty Waugh.
Yeah, that's true. But
everyone wants to see Showtime get in.
Yeah, right.
Everyone wants to see him. And then out west here, Nashville's in. Huge win for Vegas. I think these are the two teams here up, dog. I just don't think your old St. Louis Blues have enough. I remember Loops texted me the one year I was in Colorado. We were St. Louis, basically. We were just out. We were just in. He said, are you going to get in? I said, I don't think we got the horses, fella. I don't think we got the horses.
They've got a different identity right now, the St. Louis Blues. They're not the St. Louis Blues they were. They have a different style of play, and they're just not, you know, they're not Vegas Golden Knights. They're not the Nashville Predators right now.
Yeah, I mean, Vegas better not screw around too much, though. I mean, they got to play Nashville tonight. Then they got to go into Winnipeg.
So St. Louis Blues with 10 games left, they got to go 8-2 to have a chance.
Yeah, that was a tough. That was a tough loss.
Tough loss. Hey, they got to go 8-2 to catch either the LA Kings or the Vegas Golden Knights, in my opinion.
I agree, up dog. I can't wait for playoff hockey. Last but not least, here, top titty this week, fella. Shout out to the winner.
Top titty.
Look at this fella. Numi 4. He had Ikes, Marchessault. I don't even know who this guy is. Zetterlund?
What did he get? How many
Zetterlund
points?
Got him 30 points.
Wow.
Barbashev, Theo, Adam Fox. So Numi 4, reach out. We'll send you a tee, a nice lid. Listen, the captain, once again. The captain, Renta? 122 points, fifth place.
God, he's just in the money all the time. You must have a cheat sheet up there.
I was 36th again. I beat Princey, but I can't figure it out. But yeah, it's fun. I got to get back to the drawing board. We appreciate the boys playing. The captain Brento is always in the mix. If you're looking for some tips, get it to him.
And buddy, by the way, check out our NHL Parlay Best Bets of the Day on our DraftKings website at dknetwork.draftkings.com. Missing curfew. We go on there. Yours is the little parlay bet tonight. Here,
Parlay Cafe. It's always open, just like our boy Broadway Jimmy Scoop said. By the way, I saw something for the 11 fund that they were doing over the week for Jimmy. His kids were there. His boys are growing up nice.
They look
great.
Man.
The 11 fund. Get out there. Support it. It's great. Scoops, we miss you every day, fella. Up dog, you the man. Morgan, Kyle, thank you, Hall Pass Media. That was Missing Curfew.
Fellas.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.